Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Okay, back to judge yourself. Now, I am not to come to you and say, this is clean and this is unclean for you. Oh no, I am to judge righteous judgment. And you are not to always come to me and have me judge you. If so, you will never learn to judge yourself. But if you do, then you will come to depend on me or anyone else you go to for judgment. Now, we have to lay it aside. Let me say that again. We have to lay it aside. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, but it will not lay these areas in our lives aside. You know, we continue in sin because we like it, and we have not laid sin aside. We have been told God forgives sin, and yes, He does, my friend, but we must stop sinning. We must lay aside sin. We must not have a love for our sin to be free from our sin. Many homosexuals and drug addicts and the like say they want to be delivered from their sin, from their addiction, but like a demonic-possessed person, they must really want to be delivered. Oh, not just a little bit, or say, God, pretty please, deliver me, while secretly they enjoy the raw lust of homosexuality and the experience, while in their heart they have a desire to be delivered. For one to be delivered from sin, there must be a true desire, even come to a place where they hate their sin more than they love their life. Then and only then will God intervene. Until then, it is just a game of look-see pigeon or, you know, hide-and-seek with God. But if God can bring us to self-judgment and we can lay aside because we want to and not because someone told us to, then the more we can come to a greater dedication and surrender to Him. Our walk with God will only be at the level of our dedication, no more, no less. Many Christians today, they go to church, but there is no dedication and no surrender and no commitment. This is why there is serious problems in many Christian lives today. It is not Satan or some devil or something like that, but it is lack of surrender and commitment and dedication. Our surrender and dedication is God's idea, my friend. This is what God's intention is for our life. This is what God is looking for in our life, but sadly, this is not what God finds in most Christians' lives. And why? No self-judgment. Now, it is interesting to know that the time we spend with God in seeking His face, the clearer our judgment will become, and the clearer our vision of Him and His will for our life will be. Did you know God always worked at the same measure? He surely does. Remember, as you forgive, you shall be forgiven, and that's in Luke 6:38. So at the same measure we spend time with God, seeking after Him, we will know His will. And the more we see His will, the more we will not want to walk out of His will for our lives. Paul says, "Let not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this," that which is translated better self here, judge that, or in order or the result of that would be, no man would put a stumbling block for an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Plainly said, the more we can behold Him, amen, the more we can behold Him, the more we will want to be like Him. And the more we want to be like Him, the more we will judge ourselves. What was Paul's interest here? Was it in the judging of his brothers and his sisters? Oh, no, my friend. Often, this is what we like to do. We like to judge our brothers and our sisters for doing wrong or something like that. So, we do not have to judge or look at ourselves. In doing so, then, we judge our brothers and our sisters. Now, listen, out of our heart condition, and out of us not allowing God to work in our lives. Let me say that again. When we judge our brothers and sisters without judging ourselves, then we judge them out of our own heart condition that has not been worked on and allowed God to deal and judge in their life. Wow. But God wants to work in our life so that we can come into that self-judgment. So if we can see our brothers and our sisters clear, we then can judge the world with righteous judgment. Remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:2? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Well, how do we qualify to do this? The training ground that qualifies us to judge the world is found in us judging ourselves in the smallest matters. Not the big matters, but in the smallest matters. Wow. God is very concerned with the smallest matters in our life, the smallest of things in our life. Not the big things, the things that we think important, that we think that God is looking at. Oh, no, no, no. God is looking at in us. Oh no, it is the smallest of matters in our life. And God is closely scrutinizing us. As a matter of fact, the smaller the matter, the smaller the issue, the smaller the incident in our life, the closer God scrutinizes us in that. How can we judge big things if we cannot be honest and truthful in the smallest of things, the smallest of matters? God will look and he will see that we have come to a self-judgment or not in these little insignificant areas. Matter of fact, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's those little things in our life that cause us to stumble and to fall out of the way. And God will watch us operate in them. Yes, he will. He will closely examine us in those little small things, in those small things, what we say and do in these insignificant little areas in our lives, because he knows if we can be trusted with those little things, those little insignificant things, then we can be trusted in judging the world and even judging angels. In Luke 16:10, Jesus lays down the standard for us. Here we go. He that is faithful in that which is least. Wow. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least, little small things, is also unjust in much. Did you get that, my friend? Jesus goes on in verse 17 and says, if therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, in unrighteous mammon. Now, unrighteous mammon is often thought as money, but it's also riches and wealth and just those earthly things, you know, like cars and houses and all of those things. So if we are unfaithful in these things of the world, then who will commit your trust to the true or to the spiritual riches? Wow. So if we're unfaithful with cars and houses and money and all of these things, then who's going to give you those spiritual riches? Well, those true spiritual riches are by God. But if you're not faithful in the least and with the, you know, the mammon, the money, the houses, the riches, the cars, then God will not give you those spiritual things. Wow. The true riches. Verse 12 sums it all up, my friend. It sums it all up. When Jesus says, if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's. Now, it says another, and a lot of people like to put the word man's stuff in there, but it just says just another's. Then who will give to you that which is yours? So many times we want all of these things, and then we're not faithful at work, and we're not faithful taking care of another person's stuff. And then that's why we don't receive our stuff. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and he wants a big house and so forth and so on, but he doesn't open up his house. to have a home group meeting or have people over, but yet he wants something bigger. Well, he will not get anything bigger until he goes ahead and he's faithful with what God has already given him. Yes, we are to judge ourselves, even in the smallest of matters. Now listen to me very, very closely and very, very carefully. I believe God is saying to those who voted for a candidate that supported abortion and homosexuality and LGBTQ and any anti-Christ organization like Black Lives Matter or Antifa, you need to confess and repent before it's too late in 2020. And for those Christians who did not vote, you need to confess and repent for not standing up for the righteousness and the truth found in the Word of God. God is not mocked, my friend. God will not be fooled. And God is watching. He's closely examining us. He's closely scrutinizing us in the spiritual issues of our days. And in them, He wants us to judge righteous judgment, to look at the people, to look at the situations, to look at the circumstances and judge them. If not, you will be caught up in the world and then caught up in God's judgment. That's right. When He says, enough is enough. Oh, my friend, this time is not too far off for America unless she turns from her evil ways. Judgment yields only two verdicts, guilty or not guilty. But if we come to a place of self-judgment and separate ourselves from this world, we will not be judged by this world nor by God, because within us we will have a sense of righteous judgment. Amen. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful week and looking forward to sharing with you all next week and even next year. Amen.